This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Learning a musical instrument involves eventually getting ready to one day perform on that instrument. A new book for French horn by Associate Professor of Music Dr. James Bolden aims to create the experience of playing with an orchestra while only having one other horn player in the room. Dr. James Bolden, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this project. I think it's a fascinating concept, but where did the idea for this come from?
Sure. Well, let's start with the title, Solo Duet Training for Horns. That's pretty esoteric, so I think it deserves a little bit of an explanation.
You said like jumbo shrimp.
Right, yes. Right. Jumbo shrimp, government intelligence, whatever. The idea is that you have all of this music for my particular instrument, the French horn, and a lot of it involves the horn and maybe a symphony orchestra of, 50 to 100 people, or the French horn and a piano, which, as we know, the piano can play lots of different notes at one time. So if you're a teacher, the challenge is when you're working on this music with students, which they are all supposed to learn, it's part of their standard curriculum as horn students, as well, how do you impart to them this knowledge of, okay, this is what the horn has in this music, but this is also all the other notes that Mozart wrote, or all the other notes that Beethoven wrote, for instance. And the idea behind this book is that you take this entire orchestra and the horn part, and then you somehow create duets, one part and then one other part. So at most, two parts going on at the same time, but still convey the character, the style, the entire essence of what, say, a great composer like Mozart wanted in a piece for horn and orchestra. You might might think that's the height of arrogance to think that you could take something that Mozart wrote and reduce it down to two parts. But there is a precedent for it. Duets are have been around at least since the 18th century as a way that musicians train with one another. And it's sort of like, to use an athletic analogy, is, you have a training partner, someone that spots you in the gym, someone that runs along with you, a coach, all of those sorts of things. And I think that as music teachers, that's in large part what we are, is we're training partners, we're coaches, we're also teachers. And the idea with the duets is you play these with your students, and you're not necessarily playing every note that the orchestra would play, but you're playing enough of what the orchestra would play that the student is getting the benefit of playing along with a more experienced player. And it doesn't have to be done with a student and teacher. It could be two students playing together, two professionals playing together. But that's the idea here. And the title of the book itself says training. So that's the idea behind it, is that by playing these reductions of great masterworks for the instrument, that you're learning how to play the actual pieces better.
But since most people don't have the luxury of a rehearsal pianist showing up for your horn lesson,
or an orchestra, they don't fit in small rooms,
or a karaoke orchestra track of
that's
some
right.
kind. Nobody's perfected the market for that sort of thing yet.
This is true. Yeah,
this is a great way for that student teacher relationship. What was involved in the process? Because this sounds like a really difficult task to be able to reduce a full set of orchestra parts into something that fits in with this is the part the teacher plays.
The project from start to finish took about a year. I began thinking over things in the spring of 2014, and putting the book together has been a tremendous, tremendous learning process. The biggest question for me, as someone who's basically creating a derivative work, something based on an existing work, is what to leave out. I mean, Mozart was a genius, no doubts there. Mozart is just one of the composers that's featured in the book, but we'll use him as an example since most people are aware of who he is. So every note was what he intended. He didn't intend to leave any of the notes out. So the challenge was, how do you convey basically what Mozart wanted as the composer and still, have only two parts? I will say that every note in the book is of the composer. I didn't add anything. I did have to leave a few things out. Obviously, horn players generally can only play one note at a time. It's not like the piano. But in doing so, I learned more about these pieces in just that year of kind of focused research than I probably have in the previous 10 years of studying and performing those works. Now, that maybe that says more about me than the process itself, but I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think doing this kind of work where you really focus on the nuts and bolts of how music is put together is tremendously beneficial for me as a teacher, because now I can convey that information to my students. And then for students, when they're working on this material, they can see clearly, oh, this is how the accompaniment fits in with what the solo part's doing here, and not necessarily be confused by all of the different parts going on in an orchestra or in a piano part. So I think that's one benefit of actually reducing things down to the minimum of parts.
So ultimately, what this will do is it will make that transition when one of your students has a chance to perform this on professional level or either as a student with a with an orchestra, mm-hmm. it should make that transition a lot easier.
Yes, yes. And the way the book is created is so that the student is not necessarily playing just the solo part the whole time. The parts are evenly divided. Sometimes the teacher would be playing the solo part so that the student gets to hear, oh, that's the way that this might be phrased in, on a professional level. And then sometimes the teacher might be playing the accompaniment part so that the student is hearing the accompaniment simultaneous with playing the solo. Now, one way that these books can be used is we might play, I don't know, 30 seconds, 16 measures or something like that. Then we'll switch parts. And one of the really fun things about creating this book is I got to use my students as the guinea pigs. I would work on a particular piece for a couple of weeks. And then if that student was working on it in a lesson, we'd pull it out and say, hey, let's look at this. This is a project I've been working on. And the really fun and rewarding thing for me was seeing how much they enjoyed how this music fits together. They got to play something that was like the solo part, but slightly different because it was the accompaniment. Then when they got to switch back to music that they were more familiar with, you know, they got to participate in that as well.
Is this the first kind of publication for French horn to do this sort of thing? Are there some other ones out there?
There are other books that take a similar concept. There is one that treats the Mozart concertos, all four of them. My book only has one Mozart concerto, but it has several other pieces for horn. There is a series of duets for horn based on Mozart's horn concertos, but they don't do it in exactly the same way I do. From what I understand of this book, and it's a great publication as well. I'm not saying anything negative about it, but it doesn't necessarily follow the same concept. I think in that particular publication, it's strictly the solo part and then a reduction of the accompaniment part. I think, as I said, one of the advantages to the way I do it and the way that this particular series is done is that you are trading back and forth between playing the solo part and playing the accompaniment. My book is the first French horn book in this series. There is another book, Solo Duet Training for Trombones, that was, I guess, kind of set the precedent for this type of work. But yeah, mine is the first one for horn that I'm aware of.
Solo Duet Training for Horns by my guest, Dr. James Bolden. Now out in publication, available Amazon and many other places, I would imagine.
Yeah, the publisher is Mountain Peak Music. Their website is mountainpeakmusic.com. The book just launched on Tuesday. So, you know, there will be much more information coming out about it in the coming weeks and months. I will be doing a presentation on the book to kind of help launch it a little bit at an international conference in August.
Dr. James Bolden, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.